Union Square, title of that track from the Ring Dogs collection. Keith Richard on guitar there. One of a couple of tunes that he appears on that album, as I recall. 10th Avenue, Freeze Out before that. These aren't particularly the streets and the occasions that you had in mind when you thought, hey, let's go into the city today. Let's check out the city today on this weekend before Thanksgiving. No, I have a feeling you weren't planning to go to Union Square. That particular downtown. Tom Waits. 10th Avenue, Freeze Out. And Fred Neil, Bleeker and McDougal, title of that song, title of that album as well. 92.3 K-Rock. We got a few more. I want to play positively 4th Street, but 4th Street never appears, actually, in the song, that old Bob Dylan revenge tune. But it applies here. If we're going to do a musical tour of the streets of New York, it applies, even if the street itself doesn't actually make a verbal appearance in the song.
You've got a lot of nerve.
See, you are my friend, which is sort of how I felt about my friends that night.
I drink milk because I think it's really neat. Singing move, I did it, don't really move. It's a cool thing, it's always a street. Singing move, I did it, don't really move. I look good, feel fine, look good, feel fine. On a healthy cover time, try so to pop by every single name. Singing move, I did it, don't really move. Milk my health kit for those drinks the same thing. And move, I did it, come, did it, move. Vitamins, calcium, vitamins, calcium, that's the key for everyone. Whoa, 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 move, I did it, come, did it, move.
All right, another rock and milk melody from American Dairy Farmers, American Dairy Association.
I did hear that correctly now. That was moo, wah diddy diddy, dum diddy moo, right? Hip cows, hubba hubba.
For 2 days only, Macy's takes 20% off the current price of every coat in stock, except selected designers, Burberry, Aquascutum, and Furs. Many already reduced 20 to 50%. Every coat for men, women, misses, petite, juniors, young men, boys, girls, toddlers, infants, 20% off the current price. Many coats already reduced. Sunday and Monday at the Outerwear Sale. At all Macy's in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, where Bamberger's is now Macy's.
Hear the amazing story of new Hubba Bubba Cola flavor. While crossing the desert, the gunfighter and geezer stumble on the prostrate form of Prospector Pete.
Pete, must be! Must be in the heat! Cola!
What?
Cola! He don't want water, he wants cola!
Not just cola, new Hubba Bubba Cola, the bubble gum with real cola taste. Here you go, Pete.
Catch it! He's found it!
Pete may be beat,
but he still knows the treat!
Hubba Bubba Bubba
Cola! New Hubba Bubba Cola starts soft, stays soft.
All right, boys and girls, there's a little bit of Ritz in every club, but as you know, there's only one Ritz, and the Thanksgiving rock and roll celebration at the Ritz starts Thursday with a little bit of a post-turkey blast. Zebra in concert with special guest Alcatraz. It's a special 11 p.m. start, so eat before you rock with Zebra and Alcatraz. Thanksgiving. Okay, on Friday night, dance till you hurt. Says here, ouch, with Fishbone and their special guests from Australia, Hunters and Collectors, on the bill there at the Ritz. Next week, a very special Ritz concert event. On December 2nd and 3rd, enjoy the Charlie Watts Orchestra featuring 35, count them, 35 of England's finest musicians, including Jack Bruce on bass and Mr. Charlie Watts himself behind the skins. There will be limited seating for your comfort. Isn't that nice of them? Upcoming events include Easter House and New Model Army on December 5th. Two nights of Slayer and a metallic salute to Pearl Harbor Day, December 6th and 7th. And a rare appearance by, it says, Tudu Rundgren, but I guess they probably mean Todd. Tudu Rundgren will be at the Ritz on December 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Ritz box office, the Capitol Theater, and Ticketmaster, the St. Pauli Girl concert series at the Ritz. Don't miss any of them. Positively 4th Street. As we continue our tour of New York City.
You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. Come out once and scream it.
you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And now I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place. Don't you understand? It's not my stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes.
Stop! What block is that, Mr. DeVille?
Avenue D, Venus of Avenue D, going back to the first Mink DeVille album for that one on K-Rock. Idiot's Delight. Billy Joel, great New York composer. Mm-hmm. 52nd Street.
They say it takes a lot to keep love alive. In every heart that pumps a different beat. But if we get the rhythm, it's to overdrive. Well, we could generate a lot of heat. A 52nd Street. Oh, oh. A 52nd Street. We're gonna have a little soul parade. We're gonna go to second dollar play. We're gonna slip a two and short and sweet on 52nd Street.
On the radio this morning. I haven't played on the radio in a long time. That one goes back to the first Ramones album, 53rd and 3rd. 52nd Street from Billy Joel. I think I want to do Big Man on Mulberry Street from Billy Joel, too, as long as we're taking this musical tour of the streets of New York this morning on Idiot's Delight. 923 K-Rock, that's what you're tuned to. What, John, what is it? I see you lurking there with a grin on your face as if you have something important to
we
say. Come closer to the microphone.
We have a guest with us this morning.
What do you mean we have a guest with us this morning?
A friend of both of ours is with us. He's out, he's on his way up right now. He's here and he's coming to visit.
Well, who? Well, I don't want a guest this morning. I'm not in the mood for any guests this morning. What do you mean we got a guest this morning?
Well, he says he's a good friend of yours. From way back.
From way back?
From way back.
It's a little town in Arizona, isn't it? Way back, Arizona? And so I'm going to be surprised this morning?
You'll be surprised.
We got like a mystery guest. What is this, the Howard Stern show here? We got a mystery guest. We're going to put blindfolds on and stuff?
Let's get him in here.
Wait a minute, I got to do some commercials. I don't like this. I don't.
Well, this wasn't my idea.
Yeah, all right.
Every queer man has it once in a while, dear. Once in a while is enough. Every queer man has it day after day, dear. Day after day, it's a masticated.
Port on this earth drinks easier than Canada's great Moosehead beer, and the best domestics can't touch this taste. So pick a time, like tonight, and get your hand around a Moosehead. You'll be a Moosehead man for life.
Every beer man with a Moosehead in his hand. It's gonna be a Moosehead man for life.
Imported by All Brand Importers, New York.
Be a Moosehead man for life.
Can you imagine people who don't know the first thing about engines repairing their own cars? Well, that's what people all across the country are doing. They're fixing one of the biggest problems facing today's engines, clogged fuel injectors. How are they doing it? Simply by using high-octane Mobil Super Unleaded Gasoline. Clogged fuel injectors can make your car slow, sluggish, unresponsive. But Mobil Super Plus, with its advanced detergent formula, can actually unclog dirty fuel injectors, giving your car a new injection of power. And now you don't have to carry cash to get the cash price on Mobil gasoline. Because now participating stations accept the Citibank City Card and the Chase 24-Hour Bank Card. Use them to buy gasoline at Mobil. They're as good as cash. So fill up with Mobil Super Plus. And remember, the Chase 24-Hour Bank Card and the Citibank City Card are a welcome plus at Mobil.
You're going to battle again.
Here we go.
Because your car needs a muffler.
Not this time.
You're determined not to take a beating on the price.
No.
So you go to Meineke Discount Mufflers.
I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler.
You won't get an argument from us.
I won't?
No way. Meineke's the nation's discount muffler leader, so you're not going to pay a lot. Meineke's specialists install quality Everlast mufflers at prices that won't exhaust your budget, from $18.93 to $26.95. And the installation's free, so don't fume and fuss over high muffler prices. Just come to Meineke Discount Mufflers.
I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler.
Of course not.
I shouldn't have blown off.
Meineke understands.
You're not going to pay a lot.
It's many small cars at participating dealers.
I still need a vacation.
To everyone who spent the whole summer cooped up and bogged down, United Airlines dedicates the low fares of fall.
I need a vacation. Just give me those friendly skies.
Great low fares to more places. And full friendly skies service. They're still yours this fall on the biggest bargain airline, United.
I'm gonna spread my wings this fall. Fly far away from it all. And I'm not just flying. I'm flying the friendly skies. Those love fares. Friendly
sky. United has lots of great low fares in New York, like Chicago, $89, and Denver, $109 each way with round-trip purchase. Restrictions apply, so call today.
I can't believe this. What do you have there now, anyway?
Now that I know who this guest is, I'm not even sure that you would consider him a guest. So I think it's best.
What do you mean?
That you take. You see that?
John, what's going on here? I don't like surprises.
Take Howard's blindfold and put Howard's blindfold.
Where did you get Howard? You got Howard's blindfold. How did you get Howard's blindfold?
Just put it on. Don't tell him. I got it from Gary. Boy, Gary gave it to me. After you see who's here, I think it's best that you put it on.
I got your mystery guest.
I don't even think this is a guest. This is mystery.
All right, I'll put this on. All right, I'm gonna go along with you, John, because I trust you. I know you're a good kid, and I know you wouldn't steer me wrong. You wouldn't leave me. Should I be like really excited? Is this gonna be something really fabulous or what?
I don't know if excited is gonna be the word, but I think you better leave that mask on. I think maybe you should just hear him.
Okay, boy, Gary's gonna be in a lot of trouble when Stern finds out that you.
Oh, God.
Look at this. It really. Somebody's coming into the studio.
No.
All right, is this person sitting down near the microphone?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. That's him. Oh, no.
Mystery guest.
Oh, it's fine then.
I heard somebody. I heard somebody laughing. Is this like? Are you? All right, mystery guest. Okay, I'll play the game. I'll do it. That's pretty weird. I know it's Bruce Springsteen. Bruce, can I take my mask off now? Bruce, is it you? It's been such a long time, Bruce.
No.
Not Bruce Springsteen, huh?
A bit younger.
All right, mystery guest. Are you in show business at all? Are you in rock and roll, in the music business? Mystery guest.
In a way. In his mood.
Wait a minute, John. I don't want your answer, John. I want mystery guest.
Yes, I am in show business.
Oh no.
I'm a disc jockey.
Oh no.
Albert, then you guessed already. It was on one question.
Albert,
you guessed with one question. That was amazing. You should go on one of those game shows, like What's My Line or something. You could do great. Wheel of Fortune. Well, no.
John, why is he here? Why did you do this to me? Get out of here. Here, take Stern's mask and get out of here. Put it back where you got it. I don't want boy Gary to get into trouble. He's always in enough trouble as it is. Now, what are you doing here?
I'm your surprise mystery guest.
I don't want a surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you out in Radio Land, some of you who've been listening to this show for an extended period of time may remember Albert. Who, when we last heard from him, was getting lost, as I recall. I told you to get lost, and you were kind enough and gracious enough to do that. And Albert is a leech, is what Albert is.
And professional leech.
A professional leech, and we haven't seen you for months and months and months. What brings you? What are you home for Thanksgiving or something?
It's so exciting! You're not even gonna believe it. Wait till I tell you where I've been. Wait till I tell you where I've been.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
Listen, it's so unbelievable. I was selected by a secret team of government scientists to participate in a bold and daring experiment. See, these scientists, right, they developed a time machine, and they wanted me to be the guy to test it out. So we got into the time machine, see, and we set the dials carefully for August 15th, 1969, and the exact date of the festival known as Woodstock. 3 days of peace, love, music, and badasses. And I was there, Ben. I went back in time. I went through the eons of time, and I went back to 1969. And I was there, and I was at the festival. And I got up on stage, and I jammed with Jimi Hendrix on Purple Haze. And then later, I met Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And they liked the way I sounded and everything, so they invited me to go up on stage and sing with them. And they wanted me to form a super group, Ben. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, and Albert. Yes, and they wanted to go on tour with me, but I said, no, I can't, because... Like my tour with you, that would rend the very fabric of time itself and change the course of history with my bare hands. So I couldn't, and so I came back, and I'm a little tired, I'm a little wet, but the entire experience has enriched my musical soul. Back in time.
This is where you've been all these months.
Yes, I was in time. I was in time.
In time. So just for this.
Floating.
The CIA, you said?
CIA. Yes.
CIA.
Yeah, secret government scientist.
Yeah. Time machine. H.G. Wells.
Time machine. Yes.
August 15th.
Almost like that. Yeah. August 15th. Mm-hmm. Woodstock. I was there. But I was too young to be there originally. So now I got to go back.
But why? Okay, I follow that. I believe that such a thing is probably possible. And Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Albert. I believe that
super group.
Yeah, super group. But why are you here now? I don't understand. Why do you grace our airwaves with your presence. I don't.
I was getting tired of the 60s, and I wanted to, you know, get back into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I miss you, you know, I want to be back here, when you know. And so I came back.
John, how did he get in the building? Isn't he on that list of people who are not allowed into the building? Don't they still have that list downstairs? Oh, well, Albert, I guess it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, Ben.
Are you, you're back now in time?
You look older.
Well, yeah, I am. Well, older by several months, I guess.
No, but I mean, since 1969.
Yes.
You've got a lot of
older. Yeah, but I wasn't...
You were still peeing your pants in those days.
No, that was 1967. Oh. It was 66, somewhere around there. No, I wasn't at Woodstock. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I looked for you.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there. I was back home listening to the radio. Well, Albert, it's nice to see you, I guess. Happy Thanksgiving. You going home, spend Thanksgiving with your mom and stuff and
Ben,
do that whole thing?
And I feel terrible.
What?
That thing about Woodstock.
Yeah.
I made that up. It wasn't even true.
You lied to me?
Well, it wasn't really a lie. It was just... I wanted to impress you with all the things I've been doing since I've been away.
You really weren't part of a secret CIA crime?
I wasn't at all.
Oh, I fell for that, Albert. I believe that.
I hate to mislead you, Ben. I wanted to impress you. See, what really happened was this terrible storm blew up. It was a twister, and my entire apartment was whisked away.
Get out of
up
here.
Into the sky.
Get out of here. John, get him out of here. I don't want him in here. I didn't want him in here 5 or 6 months ago when I kicked him out of here, and I don't want him in here now.
And Dorothy, too.
Get out of here, Albert.
Taking a musical tour of the... Get him out of here! Take that mask and the mystery guest and all this nonsense and don't ever let him back in. We're trying to take a musical tour of the streets and sidewalks of New York this morning, and we don't need this kind of nonsense. Where was I? Oh, yes, Billy Joel. From the most recent album... This one called Big Man on Mulberry Street.
Why can't I lay low? Why can't I say what I mean? Why don't I stay home? Get myself into some boring routine. Why can't I calm down? I'm blind,
Don't mess around and if kind of thing around my way in the evening, about sundown, where the fellas would bring out the bells and the drums and the instruments, because we had to do something to get right for the evening that was getting ready to come on together right here. Some people think I'm crazy, they think it must be in your mind itself, and there just ain't no same reason the way y'all get down every time. I try to tell them that I come from 17th Street, and that's where the brothers don't mess around, and they're still thinking about the music, and we find out the future, and we know we're gonna get down. If we're not gonna go to there, go no farther, come on.
From an album called It's Your World.
Well, we do something called
Gilstad Heron and Brian Jackson from a number of years back. 17th Street title of the composition. A Big Man on Mulberry before that from Billy Joel on 92.3 K-Rock, as we continue to take a little musical tour of the streets of New York as we get into one of the neatest times to be in New York. I guess second only to like August in New York. I think August in New York is my favorite time of year in town, especially on a weekend. I know it's hot and humid and stuff, but on a weekend when everybody's gone, it's like the best time of all in New York. You go downtown, hot, sunny August day. It's neat. Second only to that is the holiday season, and believe me, the holiday season is upon us here in Manhattan. So in order to save you perhaps from Albert, Albert?
Yes, Ben.
Did you come in via the Lincoln Tunnel this morning? You're staying with your mom out in Jersey?
Yeah, I'm staying with my mom out in Paramus.
Yeah,
Ben, I did come in through the Lincoln this morning. There was a closed lane in the right lane.
There is a closed lane, yeah.
But otherwise, traffic is moving smoothly,
mm-hmm.
And the construction is going all over the place.
But the traffic was moving when you came in.
Moving briskly.
I would venture to guess that by around 1 o'clock this afternoon, traffic will not be moving briskly.
I think that is a good guess to venture.
All right. What is this? I got a whole bunch of notes here. Oh, well, congratulations are in order. You know, we follow the book world here on Idiot's Delight on Sunday mornings. And the U.S. Book Awards, the American Book Awards, were announced earlier this week. And E.L. Doctorow and his novel World's Fair was chosen as the best work of fiction. And Barry Lopez, what's the title of that work? Now, hold on just a second. The Lopez thing about Alaska, right? What is it called? Arctic Dreams was the best nonfiction. And I certainly agree with, I didn't read the Barry Lopez, but I certainly agree with honoring E.L. Doctorow, World's Fair. Interesting comment. In the article in Times, it said that in his acceptance speech and in a subsequent conversation, Mr. Doctorow said he will give a substantial portion of the award to the American Pen Freedom to Write Committee and to Helsinki Watch, both of which are concerned with human rights. Quote, I have ambivalent feelings about awards because literature is not a horse race. Therefore, awards do reflect some things wrong with the way we're constituted. On the other hand, when I'm offered an award or prize, I tend to accept it. As a way of resolving this conflict, if it is that, I decided to dispense a substantial portion of this award on behalf of writers who are not in a position to receive awards. From E.L. Doctorow's acceptance speech. Now, hold on a second. I have to turn the microphone off for a second. Seems to be all sorts of breakup. Can you hear, John? You're in the other room. Can you hear this? Is this the microphone that's bad, or is it in my headset? You know, it's just in my headset, I guess, huh? Okay, there's all sorts of static and breakup and everything. I want to make sure it's not actually going out over the air. Okay, well, I can live with it then. Thank you. This is WXRK New York. It's one of those mornings, friends. It's one of those mornings that falls under the under the headline of Cosmic Joke Mornings. And speaking of jokes, I've got a contest. I generally shy away from contests on the radio. It's not my style. But every once in a while, we come up with an idea, and you know, like the bus ride to nowhere or something like that, that seems to appeal to the particular sensibilities of those of us who are up and around on a Sunday morning. Well, there's this place that I hang out a lot at over in Jersey called Rascals. It's a comedy club. It's one of the top comedy clubs on the comedy club circuit. And I happened to notice the other day that Jackie the Joke Man from the Howard Stern Morning Show here on K-Rock, Jackie the Joke Man is booked to play at Rascals on a Tuesday night in December. And I thought, oh, great, Jackie the Joke Man. Because I've never met Jackie. I've enjoyed his jokes for a long time, going back to that telephone thing that he, I guess he still has that dial a joke or whatever. But Jack, you know, Jackie the Joke Man, he's become this legendary character now because of his involvement with Howard Stern and the Morning Show. So the Joke Man is playing out at Rascals, and I'm sitting there at Rascals, and I'm thinking, there ought to be some way we could tie all this together. Let's do some kind of a contest. So what I decided to do was do a joke contest, and the what we're going to do is give away a whole bunch of Jackie the Joke Man things. We went to Jackie and discussed it with him, and he said, yeah, okay. So we're giving away, well, here's the grand prize. The grand prize is dinner with me. I know. I told you it was a cosmic joke morning. I know you don't think that's a grand prize, but here's the deal. We're going to take two couples to dinner, my wife and I, and that's the grand prize, because Freddie's going to be there, too, and she's an absolute delight. We're going to take two couples to dinner at Rascals upstairs before the show, and then we'll all go downstairs after dinner and see Jackie on Rascals, okay? Rascals is going to take care of the whole tab for us, and it's going to be a real neat night. That's the grand prize. And then we're going to have a whole bunch of third prize winners. They're going to be, we're giving away a copy of the complete catalog of Jackie the Joke Man Martling albums. I think there are three of them all together. So five third prize winners will receive all three of his albums. And the second prize, there'll be two winners for the second prize, and they will receive a copy of Jackie's home video cassette. Now, be forewarned, this material is rated R and then some. This is like, you know, this can be considered X-rated blue material. So we have to put like an age limit on. Oh, you want to know how you're going to win this stuff? Okay, here's the deal. Here's the part that gets to be fun for you. I want to know the funniest joke you know. So what I want for you to do, it's got to be fairly short because it's got to fit on a postcard. We're going to only take postcard entries. I want you to write down the funniest joke you know. I mean, you don't have to, it's not something that necessarily you wrote or that you invented or that you thought up. It's just the funniest joke that you know. Write it down on a postcard. Put your name, address, and telephone number, and your office number, your home number, all that sort of stuff, and send it in to Vin's Funniest Joke Contest, 655 Madison Avenue, New York, 10021. That's K-Rock's address, Vin's Funniest Joke Contest, 655 Madison Avenue, New York, 10021. Now, the deadline for entries is December 3rd. Jackie will be at Rascals on December 9th, which is a Tuesday night. There will be two grand prize winners, and the two grand prize winners, it'll be for two couples, okay? Get to have dinner at Rascals with me and my wife, and then go downstairs to see Jackie's show that night, okay? It's Tuesday, December 9th. We want the entries in here by December 3rd, and I'll announce the winners on December 7th. Two second prize winners will get a copy of Jackie's home video cassette, and five third prize winners will each receive a copy of the complete Jackie the Joke Man Martling album catalog. And all you have to do is write down the funniest joke you know, and I'm going to be the judge. I'm the sole judge of this thing. I'm going to pick out the jokes that turn me on, that I think are the funniest, and those will be the winners, okay? So we'll announce it this one time this Sunday, and we'll announce it one time next Sunday, and then we want the cards in by December 3rd, and we'll announce the winners on December 7th. So it's Vin's Funniest Joke Contest,
655 Madison Avenue, New York, 10021. Postcard entries only. If you don't follow the directions and you put your funniest joke in an envelope and mail it in like a letter form, it ain't going to count, okay? People constantly do that. They constantly do not follow instructions. The same people who didn't follow instructions all through their formative years, who always put their name on their test papers on the wrong, in the upper right-hand corner when the teacher wanted it in the upper left-hand corner, those same people still are not following instructions. We only want postcard entries. If the funniest joke that you know is longer than that, then forget about it. It's got to be like a, I want like one-liners, you know? I don't want to have to read like not, I don't want to read Catch-22, you know? I want like short and sweet, quick jokes. Vin's Funniest Joke Contest, 655 Madison Avenue, New York, 10021. Okay? And two couples will get to have dinner with me, which ain't so much fun, but with my wife, which will be a whole lot of fun. We'll hang out at Rascals and have a good time with Jackie the Joke Man that night, Tuesday night, December 9th. It's just a couple of nights before my birthday, so I will be in a partying mood, friends. Now then, where were we? We were traveling, we were traveling around in Manhattan, and the last song was sort of a celebratory thing. This one ain't. Well, it goes all the way back to the very first Velvet Underground album. There is no street in the title of the song, but the street figures prominently in the song's content, an intersection, as a matter of fact. 125th Street and Lexington. Remember this one from Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground? Waiting for the Man on K-Rock.
I'm waiting for my man. 26 dollars in my hand. Up to Lexington, come to five. You're sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. I'm
necessarily an intersection or a street that people necessarily have in mind when they decide they want to come into town, check out the holiday trappings. And certainly not the activity going on there as well. Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. I'm waiting for the man. 92.3 K-Rock. So I'm thinking about this joke man thing, and I think I want you to be 21 years old. I think that's going to be necessary because of the nature of Jackie's material and the catalog, you know, the records and the home tape and the library. I want you to be 21. Okay, so put your age on the postcard too, as well as your address and various phone numbers where you can be reached if you intend to enter the contest. You gotta be 21 years to win. I mean, you can be 7 and enter, but you ain't gonna win, even if you do have the funniest joke. Okay, because people are sensitive to that sort of thing, and I don't want to get involved with, you know, any kind of nonsense. All right? Let's see, we got some commercial words here.
It's the Crazy Eddie Audio Christmas Blowout Blitz. And Crazy Eddie's got the absolute guaranteed lowest sale prices ever on anything and everything in audio equipment. Compact disc players, stereo rack systems, they're all on sale. Equalizers, cassette decks, they're all on sale. Turntables, speakers, receivers, they're all on sale too. Crazy Eddie's the greatest helper Santa Claus has ever had, because he's got anything and everything in audio equipment on sale now, especially for you during his Audio Christmas Blowout Blitz. Remember, we are not undersold. We will not be undersold. We cannot.